Kellogg Sister, H.W. St. Helena, California, May 2, 1911. Mrs. Kellogg, Battle Creek, Michigan. Dear Sister Kellogg, a few days ago we returned from Southern California. We had been away a month. During that time, the Lord strengthened me to speak several times to the workers at Loma Linda and Paradise Valley Sanitariums, also once at Glendale and once at Fernando. As we stepped off the cars in San Francisco, we were pleased to meet our old friend, Brother Henry W. Kellogg. He was on his way to Mountain View, and as there was some time before his train left, we had a very pleasant visit in the waiting room of the depot. Several times during the last 2 years, when I have met your husband, I have been impressed that he was working too hard and wearing too fast, and I hope that you will realize the danger he is in, and that you will decide to come to the beautiful home that he has purchased in Mountain View. I was much pleased to learn that he has made plans to change his mode of living and to provide for himself and you a home together. I am sure that it will be a mutual blessing to you both to unite your interests in such a place as he has secured. There you can, while enjoying the privileges of a quiet home, give him such attention as will be a blessing to him and help to prolong his life. With two daughters in Battle Creek and a son-in-law to help in emergencies, your mother, I believe, would be well cared for while she lives, and you should be free to take your position by the side of your husband, where your interests can be more united, and you can plan and counsel together, share responsibilities, and occupy your rightful relations as husband and wife, in harmony with your marriage vows. Marriage vows are sacred, and husband and wife are under solemn obligations to God to help and bless one another, preparing for the coming of our Lord Jesus. I beg of you to consider this matter aright and to comply with your husband's request. I trust that my words to you may not be as an idle tale, for it is a matter of great importance that you should care for your husband when he needs you. Surely it is not necessary for three daughters to remain in Battle Creek to care for your mother, while your husband is left without the comforts of a home. Therefore, I urge you, Sister Kellogg, to come, in harmony with your husband's wishes, and be with him, even though you must leave your mother to be cared for by her other children. In case of serious illness, you would be able to reach her in a few hours. Please consider this matter carefully in the light of your marriage vows. At his age, your husband especially needs your help in caring for him and in counseling with him in the care of the farm. It is right that he should not be compelled to be engaged in business that continually calls him away from his home and family, and I shall be greatly pleased to see you both together on this excellent place in Mountain View, where with his wife's mind and judgment linked with his own, he can care for the farm and orchard and be free from the heavy responsibilities and anxieties that he has been carrying. I will not write more, Sister Kellogg, but it is forcibly impressed upon my mind that you and your husband should be united in carrying the necessary burdens and in planning wisely. You both need a change. It will be conducive to your spiritual and physical health to work together, while you both prepare to meet the Lord when he shall come in the clouds of heaven.